Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we continued our series of interviews conducted at the 40th annual Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, where we had the chance to meet up with several of our incredible authors. In our last two episodes, we spoke with Andrea Friederici Ross, author of SIU Press titles Edith the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, published in 2020, and Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, published this month. This week, we're talking with author Richard C. Lindberg, author of SIU Press titles Tales of Forgotten Chicago, The Gambler King of Clark Street, Michael C. McDonald and the Rise of Chicago's Democratic Machine, and To Serve and Collect, Chicago Politics and Police Corruption from the Lager Beer Riot to the Summerdale Scandal, 1855 to 1960, and co-author of Shattered Sense of Innocence, The 1955 Murders of Three Chicago Children. As a veteran of the annual festival, how did he find this year's Printers Row experience?
Printers Row is a wonderful experience for me every year. I've been coming here since it was the original inception of it many years ago, sometimes just as a customer, sometimes as an exhibitor, and it's a place where authors and readers can get together and commune in this wonderful world of books.
What inspired author Richard C. Lindberg's popular book, Tales of Forgotten Chicago?
Well, it's interestingly enough because it was originally supposed to have been written with Alderman Ed Burke in Chicago. Alderman Ed Burke had some encounters with the law and governance, and so he left the project, and I tried to come up with a potpourri of stories spanning all the eras from the time of the Civil War up to the 1960s. Offbeat stories, forgotten stories. I wanted to capture a different side of Chicago, and of course there could be many more additions to this book with new stories, because Chicago is just so captivating and fascinating, and it's a colorful, often ribald and corrupt city, but it's a great city of the world.
What's the next project author Richard C. Lindberg is working on?
I have been working on Citadels of Sin for the past 3.5 years, and it is destined to be published with SIU Press in the coming year. It is a historical look back at Chicago's most infamous segregated vice districts that really form the basis of modern organized crime in the Windy City. This story covers the end of the Civil War up through the rise of the Prohibition gangsters of the 1920s. Citadels discusses the famous Everly Sisters brothel, and we're sitting right now in Printers Row, which was actually one of the first vice districts in Chicago. This was the Custom House Place levee in the 1880s and the 1890s. This was door-to-door brothels, gambling dens, arcades, saloons, hotels, and it's hard to imagine because it was all demolished around 1903 to give way to the printing companies, and hence the name Printers Row. So everywhere you walk in this city, the finger of lawlessness and vice kind of touches on city history. But this book goes much more in depth. It discusses why politicians and governance decided that the best way to solve prostitution was to cordon it off in a given geographic area with the hope that it wouldn't spread outward, that if it was regulated, somehow innocence would not be compromised. Well, as we found out, the reverse was true. These became cesspools of political corruption, crime, murder, drug dealing, white slavery, unfortunate young women coming in from the countryside and from Europe were often lured into lives of degradation and became literally white slaves. And that was the antecedent to what we are seeing today in sexual trafficking around the world. This is no different than the social ills that we find today in sex trafficking.
You can buy your own copies of Tales of Forgotten Chicago The Gambler King of Clark Street, Michael C. McDonald, and the Rise of Chicago's Democratic Machine, to serve and collect Chicago politics and police corruption from the Lager Beer Riot to the Summerdale Scandal, 1855 to 1960, and Shattered Sense of Innocence, the 1955 murders of three Chicago children, from our website at siupress.com. And be on the lookout for Richard C. Lindbergh's new book coming soon. Join us next week to hear another interview from Printers Row Litfest. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.